finish.
Lamed Tishrei, first day of Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan, Tuesday the 9th of October. Rabbi Rafi Brody, staining one's soul to save a soul.
Good morning, everybody. It's always a tremendous pleasure to be here. It's a tremendous joy to prepare for a shiur in Start Your Day the Torah Way. I'm a regular listener and watcher of it in Eretz Yisrael, in Ramat Beit Shemesh. I've even had correspondence with Magidei Shir through Dudi Iskovitz on Ha'oros that I've had, and it's a tremendous Moisud HaTorah. Today is a tremendous Eis Rotzon. Besides being Rosh Chodesh, it's the day that our boys are going back to yeshiva. Fantastic. However, as my father and grandfather and many a sermon has been said about the fifth son who doesn't make it to the Seder table at all, there are boys who are unfortunately not going back to yeshiva this morning. And therefore, I would like to speak about a subject of what's known in halachic terms as pikuach nefesh ruchni, about what are you allowed to do, what averas are you allowed to do to save a person who's unfortunately he's left the fold. And I would just like to preface it, to put us in the mood, with a vort from Reb Shteinman, Zecher Tzadik L'Kodesh L'Vracha, which I think is his own autobiography. It's actually a vort in Parshas Lech Lecha. And the Torah says in Parshas Lech Lecha, V'Hashem Omar El Avram, Achrei Hiporeg Loit Me'imoy. Hashem spoke to Avram, after Loit left him, they had an argument, and they parted ways. And Rashi tells us that all the time that Loit was with Avram, Avram did not receive Nevuah. And therefore now, at this point in time, where Loit had left, the Hashem Omar El Avram, Hashem now spoke to Avram. Says Rav Shteinman, Nimtzai comes out, Sha Avram Hifsid. Avram lost out from the fact that he was being Makariv Loit, as it were. He lost out and he didn't have Nevuah for that time. Lomadnu Mizeh, we learn from here, Sha Avram Hedif, he preferred Lezakos Acherim, to make other people have the chusin, merely his alois, than his own personal growth, or the kabel nevuah. Asher Shteinman, okay. He didn't get nevuah from being mispoided by himself, from sitting and pontificating at the Shpok, who's godless. But Zechus HaRabin, there should be a second path to reach nevuah. The Zechus HaRabin, the Chovos Avos, tells us the tremendous value, the snowball effect of every person that you enable to do a mitzvah goes into your account. So why did he not receive Nevuah on that account? It's good kasha. And here comes Rav Shteinman with unbelievable. And I'll tell you his lashon, it's beautiful. Says Rav Shteinman, Shamzakes HaRabin, Misasik Bidvorin Gasim. Somebody who's Mazakis HaRabim, a community worker, so he's involved sometimes in things which are not so pleasant to deal with. Shemoinim imenu gilu shchina, that don't allow him to be on that level of gilu shchina. Moshe lomar adav adayme, not my words, or Steinman's words. Le'echot shehis alif bebeis akisei, a person passes out in the bathroom. And a person was in a matzvah hatzolah, member was in a high level of kedusha, and he had a matzvah of gilu shchina. Ubala hatzila, he now comes to save him, even though he's doing a mitzvah gedolah mikol mokoyim, where he is now, he can't get gilu shchina in the bathroom. There's no gilu shchina. V'chein amazakes harabim, so too amazakes harabim, tzorich lahat lihisasek gam b'dvorim shveilim. He has to be involved in low things. And how we know, Harav Shteinman, what he had to deal with in a day. I know what I have to deal with on a daily basis. And sometimes you talk to a boy and you have to hear things that are not so pleasant. So there's no Gilui Shechina. Says Rav Shteinman, nevertheless, u'mikol mokim yis'athik b'zikri harabim. Nevertheless, still do it. U'besoif yigdal yoisa. And you will nevertheless reach tremendous madrigas, even though you have to, so as it were, go into the toilet in order to be able to deal with the people who have left Yiddishkeit in order to bring them up. Tremendous, tremendous words of Rav Shteinman. So what I would like to discuss today is how far, in fact, can a person go in order to save a soul? Are you allowed to stain your soul in order to save a soul or not? So this is a sugya in Siman Shin Vav in Hilchos Shabbos, in Shulchan Aruch. There may be many situations. I have a friend, tremendous person, who has a band. He's a Baal Tshuva. And he tries to be makarev people through his music. And he goes to places, the Avi Avoy Satuma, in the middle of Tel Aviv, in order to try me makarev Yidden. Is that allowed? The law in the Torah of Lois Asura, perhaps other Isurim involved. Is one allowed to do that in order to save neshamas? Said you possibly maybe over Lois Asura, looking at things which are inappropriate, is an Isidore Isa. Yeah, it's a bad Isidore Isa. Many, many other examples of where this can be. So the Beis Yosef of the end of Shin Vav discusses this, and the Rashba was asked about a person who they sent a Shaila. Somebody had been taken away by a Meshumad, by somebody who was trying to coerce people to leave Yiddishkeit, and this girl was going to be taken out of Klal Yisrael by being influenced by this person. Is one allowed to go outside the Tchum, even the man, the Omer, that Tchum in his Doiraisa, in order to go and save this girl? So this is an Issa Doiraisa, possibly, of Chilul Shabbos, in order to save a neshama where there's no lechoira, no physical pikuach nefesh involved, but a spiritual pikuach nefesh is this mutter. So the Rashba was asked the shaila, and he answers that hadavar tzorech Talmud, he has to look into this. It's a very, very serious shaila, but he leans towards saying that the hatzala is not doicha Shabbos. He's machmir, because we say, and this is a klal, ein oimrim la'odom chatei, we do not tell a person to do an avera, kedei sheyizke chavercho, in order that your friend should be saved from an avera. So there we have a clear-cut psak from the Rashba, although he wants to delve into it further, but that is l'choira, the Rashba's shitta.
Why would you think he would be able to do it?
Sorry?
Why would you think he would be able to?
Oh, excellent question. We're going to come to it. Correct. Pikuach nefesh. Pikuach nefesh. Okay, we'll come to it. Excellent. Says the Rashba, even if it's a relatively small avera that he has to be over, nevertheless, he may not do that avera. Perhaps the Mishnah Berurah deals with an Issa Derabbanan, that may be easier to deal with. The base. Sorry? No, we're talking about saving the soul of a person. Pikuach nefesh ruchni. Are you allowed to do averas in order to save a soul? Is going a person who's going to leave Yiddishkeit? He's been taken away by a missionary, and he's going to leave Yiddishkeit maybe forever. Are you allowed to go and do an avera to go and save him? We know Tzolah are allowed to save people, so you're saving the person. Just let's get into the sugya, and you'll see how beautifully this evolves. Oh, excellent. Yeah. The Beis Yosef himself is Choylik on the Rashba. The Beis Yosef says, as Rav Yanki says, there is a din of mutav. Let's come to it slowly. Yeah, let's deal with Ein Oymim La'odom Kadesh Yitin Shizke Chavercho. The Makar is in Lalit and Shabbos, somebody by mistake, in those days they used to stick the dough on the side of an oven and it would bake there. And somebody by mistake, he didn't know it was Shabbos, he stuck the dough there and you see that it's about to be baked. Are you allowed to remove, which was an Issa, are you allowed to remove the dough from there in order to save your friend from Chilul Shabbos?
Yes.
So the Gemara says, "B'chi'oimrim la'adam chatei." Do we tell a person to do an aveira? Kedei she'yizke chavercha? Of course not. Of course you are not allowed to do that for him. Oh, that's an aveira. The Gemara says, don't want to deal with the ex and Issa. Right? That's what the Gemara says. Right? Clearly the Gemara holds you cannot do. That was the rationale of the Rashba. Comes of Beis Yosef. And he says there seems to be a contradiction between our Gemara and a Gemara elsewhere. The Gemara says, we all know this, a case of a Chetzi Eved and Chetzi Ben Chorin. Right? And he is in, he's snookered. Why is he snookered? Because he can't marry a Jewish girl because of his Tzad Avdus. That, right? He's half an Eved and an Eved can't marry a Jewish girl. And his Tzad Cheres does not allow him to marry a Shifcha. And therefore, he is unable to get married. So says the Gemara, that we koif in him, we force the remaining shutuf to free him in order that he can be mekayim the mitzvah of pru or avu, in order that he can get married. Right? Says the Gemara, how can you do that? There's an issa de oraisa of freeing an eved kenani. It says, la'olam bohem ta'avoidu. They must work for you forever. You're not allowed to free them. So, Tosfos asks that why don't we say ein oimrim la'adam chat? So the Gemara says that you're allowed to. The Gemara says that you're still allowed to, and the Tosfos asks the question ein oimrim la'adam chatei kedei sheyizke chavercha. How can the remaining shutuf of the eved free him? He's doing an aveira. In order to enable the Eved to be Mekayim a mitzvah of Pruravu. So Tosfos gives two answers to this question. Clear what the question is? The question is that from Radiyas HaPas in the Gemara in Shabbos, which does not allow you to remove the bread, the Gemara says, you're not allowed to do Aveira in order to be Mezaki, your friend, with not doing an Aveira. And here we see that you are allowed to free an Eved despite you're allowed to free the Eved in order to allow him to do a mitzvah. Says Tosfos two tirutzim. Teretz number one, Pru Ravu is a mitzvah derava. It's a tremendous mitzvah. And therefore it's doicha, the problem of doing an aveira in order that your friend should benefit. Because this is a huge mitzvah. Teretz number one. Teretz number one, number two, is that in the case of Shabbos, even though the guy did it by mistake, it's called a poshea. It's called that he did it on purpose. And therefore, you are not allowed to help him to get out of his predicament by doing an issa in order to allow him not to be over an avera. However, here, with this eved, the eved is completely innocent. He's a complete oinus. He's in a difficult situation where his odoin, one of his adoinim, freed him, the other one didn't. And therefore, it's not his fault. It's an oinus. And the din of ein oinimim la'odim chatei, don't do an aveira to save your friend, is only when the person is poshea, when he's at a fault, masha ein kein, in the case of brothers when he's not at fault. Says the Beis Yosef, that in the case of the girl who's been taken away by a missionary in order to try and convert her and take her away from Yiddishkeit, so both of these terutzim of Tosfos apply. Number one, mitzvah derava. Ein lecha mitzvah derava than somebody whose whole life is going to be saved from doing aveiros. And number two, she was an oinus. It wasn't her fault at all. And therefore, there is room to be mekel, says the Beis Yosef. Okay. So we're getting closer to a heter. By the way, just in parentheses, the Rashba disagrees with this, because the Rashba holds that there's no issa of freeing the second half of the Eved because La'olam ben ta'avoidu only applies when he's a complete Eved. He's not a complete Eved anymore, so you're not doing an Avera by freeing him, but I'm not going to go into this. So we have a limited Heter. However, even this limited Heter is up for discussion. There seems to be a stira in the Mechaba and the Ramah in Shulchan Aruch. In Siman Shin Vav, the Shulchan Aruch paskens like Tosfos and says that if somebody is leaving the fold, mitzvah lotsum derech ba'amav, it's a mitzvah to run after the missionary who's trying to take this girl and bring him back. Lehishtalal b'hatzalosa. And you're allowed to try and save her. The Beis Yosef argues with the Rashba, and he says you're allowed to save this girl. However, the remark comments, v'ayin lekamon simen shin chof ches. And in shin chof ches it says, mi sheroitze lo'ointzoy lasis avera, somebody who is trying to force you to do an avera, ein mechalalin molov etz ha-shabbos. We're not mechalal Shabbos in order to save somebody from doing a big avera. So, all the Mefarshim ask, there's a stira in the Beis Yosef. Does the Beis Yosef hold like he holds that you're allowed to do it when you're not a poishaya and it's mitzvah the rabbi, or does he hold like the Rashba that it's also? So the Taz says this is not a stira. The case in Shin Vav where you're allowed to go and save the person is talking about where she's going to leave religion forever. That's so huge that you're allowed to be mechal Shabbos for her. And the case in Shin Chof Ches, I don't have time to be married, but the case in Shin Chof Ches is talking about where she was being forced to do a one-off Avera. And when it's a one-off Avera, then we don't allow you to be over Yisurim to save her. The rationale behind this is very simple, says the Aruch HaShulchan. Because you're going to do one Avera to save the person from one Avera. So there's no gain over here. Because you're doing it out of an oinus, you're going to save the person, and the person doing the Avera is out of oinus. So there's no gain, you may as well not do the Avera and the other person do the Avera. Okay. So to sum up where we're holding until now. The Beis Yosef in Shitta is that if it's not a Pshia and it's for a mitzvah gedoyla, you're allowed to. And it's in a case where it's going to be forever, the person's going to leave Yiddishkeit forever, then you're allowed to. So in a case where somebody's not at fault, it's not their fault that they've been taken out of religion, and his entire religious life is at stake, then there's room to be mekel, to be mechalal Shabbos, to be oivei Yisurim, to go and save the person. In fact, it's a very grey area in halacha. Today's Israelis, are they called poishim, the fact that they're not from, or are they called anusim, the fact that it's not their fault at all? Right? The Chazon Ish has a tshuva about this. Rav Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva about it. The reason why I say Israelis is because they are so exposed to stations like Hidabrut and Arachim, and it's almost impossible for them not to have some education in Yiddishkeit. Right, gone are the days where Rabbi Yaakov Galinsky went around the kibbutzim and he asked, "Mi shabarat aluchot? Who broke the luchos?" And we know that a blackboard in Hebrew is called luchos. And they said, "It's not me. It wasn't me. It wasn't me." And the teacher said, "It wasn't me." And the headmaster said, "It wasn't me." Gone are those days. Everybody knows a certain amount. Are they called a pesher? Are they called an oinus? The Chazon Ish says that it depends. It's completely subjective on the person's exposure to Yiddishkeit and how anti his parents are to Yiddishkeit also plays a role, and therefore that's a sugi in itself.
What do they say?
I'm interested. So, Mr. Shem, invite me back, then we'll discuss it. Yeah. What about somebody who was born into a frum family and then left the fold? Right? Is he called a poshea? If he's called a poshea, then according to the Beis Yosef, it will be difficult, because although we're talking about leaving Yiddishkeit forever, but if he's a poshea, then we won't be able to do averus in order to save him. Okay. Comes along the Shalas Chuvas Nachlas Shiva, and he blows away the Beis Yosef. Comes along the Nachlas Shiva, Simon Pei Gimel, and the Shaila was a little different. It was somebody who willingly wanted to leave Yiddishkeit, and comes the Nachlas Shiva, and from an entirely different angle entirely. We know that there's a klal that Hatzolah go and save somebody even on Shabbos, because mutav sheyechalel Shabbos achas, we prefer that we should be mechalel one Shabbos, kidei sheyikayim Shabbosos harbe, in order that in the future he should keep many Shabbosos. And this is the makor for saving people on Shabbos. Says the Nachlas Shiva, it's the same thing over here. We're talking about pikuach nefesh. You asked early on, pikuach nefesh of a soul, mutav sheyichal al Shabbos achas, in order that he should in the future be mekayim many Shabbosos. So he entirely equates it to regular pikuach nefesh. He says pikuach nefesh ruchni and gashmi are the same. Says the Nachlas Shiva, what about Tosfos and Teretz, who says it's only if you're a pesheya? Says the Nachlas Shiva, an enormous chiddush. He says every choyla, physical choyla, is a poishaya. Because ein misa b'loi chet. A person only becomes ill because he did averus. The Gemara says, v'shov v'rofa, why is slach lonu close to rofa'enu? Because if you do tshuva, you won't become sick. And therefore, every choyla is a poishaya. So don't come and tell me that this fellow who's gone off the derech is a poishaya. Because we allow chilul Shabbos for every poishaya, so we can add out for him as well. So don't say we're only talking about Chilul Shabbos for regular Choylin. The culture came benidhi shelonu. It's a culture came. Shematzilith nafshoi mini shachas mimiso nitzchis. Somebody you save in a shomer. So a person is ill and he leaves this world. So he's going to get olam habal and etzach netzachim forever and ever. But somebody who chas v'sholem who's left the fold of Yiddishkeit, we're talking about a misa nitzchis. He may forfeit his whole olam haba. So he says, kol shekein, you should save him. Also, another reason he says here, kol shekein shematzili noisek. Kadesh, not only mechalel Shabbos achas, that he can keep other Shabbosos, he can keep mitzvahs every day of the year his whole life. So you're going to say it's not an oinus here? Yeah, as he said earlier, he already refuted that, but he says, you're going to say here it's a poshe, it's not an oinus. He says, hai pshia, and this is so true, and we know it all, that a boy going off the derech, unfortunately, hai pshia doima la oinus. It's like an oinus. The yitzrei, he's talking about avodah zarah, the yitzrei da avodah zarah tokfei, oy al yidei hasata acher. Right? It's so easy, it's so moishich, it's so magnetic, everything that's out there. So you can't call him a pusher. He's an oinus. The Gemara already says, Yecholni lifter es kol ha'olam min adin. I can absolve everybody from the din in Shomayim, because they're shikah kaloit. They're ain't dor kemoy ador shelonu, that are shikah kaloit. They're completely drunk, they're away. There's nobody to talk to. So they're called an oinus. Comes the Shvus Yaakov, and the Shvus Yaakov in Shuvas Urechaim Tim Tetzayin, and he argues vehemently with the Nachlas Shiva. On all accounts. He was asked about, I don't have time to go into his case, but he says, the Nachlas Shiva compares it to regular Pikuach Nefesh. Nah, he said, that's not true. He says, what did the Nachlas Shiva say? That every person who Ein misa b'loi chet, every choyla, and he says a chet is a shoygeg, right? And here we're talking about a poshea. He's having none of it. The Shvus Yaakov says, somebody who does it out of his own will, misha ma'abed atzmi ladas lo'olam haba, we do not say chatei kedei sheyizke chavenchas. We have a huge machloikas Nachlas Shiva and the Shvus Yaakov. The Shvus Yaakov says you have to go back to the Beis Yosef Psak and you only if he's not a poshea, and if it's forever, he's gonna leave religion forever. But the Nachlas Shiva is the famous shita who argues with this, and he allows it even if you're poshea, and he has no problem. He equates it to regular hatzolos nefoshos. So that's where we're holding now. It's worth mentioning that if we know that the person is going to be forced to be over one of the Gimel Averis Chavmuris, there's Yehorik Va'al Yavor, so there's another sniff to be matin. The Mishnah Berurah brings this, and the reason is like this. Even if we're going to leave aside the Pikuach Nefesh Ruchni, but for Gimel Averis Chavmuris, one has to give up their life. So we have to worry that the person who's been taken away is going to decide to give up their life in order not to be over the Avera. So then it reverts to a regular Pikuach Nefesh, for which everybody holds you're allowed to save them for. Right? And there's even a Shaila with other mitzvahs, which we don't say Yehorik Va'al Yavor, but you're allowed to. And some say it's a mitzvah too. If you know that this person is somebody who's going to be machmir and give us his life even for other mitzvahs, so of course he can be mechalel Shabbos to do other averas for it, because it's a regular pikuach nefesh at stake over here. Okay. The Mishnah Berurah brings another suffix of when a person is a katan, right? A katan, we have a din, ein based in metzuvim lahafrishim yisurah, based in do not have to stop a child from doing his surim. So if he's going to leave the fold, are you allowed to save him? Right, he's a katan. He's not mechuyev b'mitzvahs. But the Mishnah Berurah decides to say that because in the future, even when he's bar mitzvah, he's going to be do averas, therefore you are allowed to save him as well. We have to move on because time is at a premium. Just want to mention one other nekuda possibly. Even if you hold like the Nachlas Shiva, you hold that even for a Pesheya, you're allowed to save him, because it's equated totally with regular Pikuach Nefesh. We must know that it's not so simple that when somebody makes himself ill, whether you are allowed to save him on Shabbos, but somebody takes Chas v'Shalom an overdose. Right? So are you allowed to save him on Shabbos when he did it on purpose? So of course if he has charota now, then you're allowed to save him. But if he doesn't have charota, he is suicidal. Are you allowed to save him on Shabbos? So there are various shittas who hold that the makor for saving a person is from Hashavas Aveda, and a soul is Hashavas Aveda. Now, if somebody goes throwing away his money on purpose, so you have no chi of Hashavas Aveda. So too, they want to say that in saving somebody, if he's throwing his life away, then you do not have a chi of to save him. Right? There's the famous Radvaz. The Radvaz says that this is not so with a person's soul, because your soul is not your kinyon. Your soul does not belong to you, it belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore you are not the last word whether your soul should be saved or not. One more point, and with this I'll finish, just a word of chizuk, but before that, one also has to know another thing. Even if one would rely on the Nachlas Shiva, which Rav Kamat Ol Poiskim do not rely on the Nachlas Shiva and do not allow a Poishea we do not allow us to be over Yisurim to save somebody who's a Poishea. Even if you would hold you are allowed to, because it's equated with Pikuach Nefesh Gashmi, we must know that not every refuah is muta on Shabbos to save somebody. Something which is only a far-fetched type of refuah, or the type of refuah that for this choila, it's very, very far-fetched that it's going to help him. So we're not mechalal Shabbos if somebody's chas v'shalom having a heart attack, and some reflexologists say I have some type of electrical reflexology that can save heart attacks, right? We'll say shalom, the whole week you're fine, but this is not tried and tested by anybody, so there's no room to be makil for that. So the same thing applies, even if you hold like the Nachlas Shiva, with Pikuach Nefesh Ruchni. Are you going to try and do something which is very, very far-fetched? What are the percentage of chance that by doing this Avera that you're going to do, you're going to save the person's neshama? So that has to be in the equation as well, even if you'll be makil to be save a soul, but you have to know whether it is a proven type of remedy.
Why do we always say that the one who does his various can ask for forgiveness?
Right,
halavai.
Right, right, that's a good question. I just want to finish, I started 2 minutes late. I just want to finish with one thing. Matisyahu Solomon said, and this can be a chizuk for all of us, even if we're not in the occupation of saving souls, Matisyahu Solomon said that if every day in the morning, when we daven and we say Brachos HaTorah, and we would say, Anachnu v'tzeetzoeinu, then we would stop for a moment, and we would say, v'tzeetzoe amcho v'es Yisrael, and we would have tremendous kavanah for every member of Klal Yisrael. He said there would be no people, no children off the derech. If everybody in Klal Yisrael would have tremendous kavanah, v'tzeetzoe amcho v'es Yisrael, they should all be yodei shemecha, v'lem deyser esegel yishma, then we would all be okay. And there's a tefillah, which I say regularly, and everybody should open, a Sfardi Siddha in Hashivein Avinu L'Sorecha V'Kofein Makin Rabbi L'Sorecha V'Hatzireinu V'Tshuva Shleim L'Fonecha. So we have a tefillah in Rafa'enu, and there's a tefillah in the Sfardi Siddurim in Hashivein Avinu V'Hatzireinu V'Tshuva Shleim L'Fonecha Yirotzim L'Fonecha Hashem Elokeinu V'Lokei Avisenu Shetachzor Chasira. Dig a hole, mitachas kitzei kveidecho, lahachze es kol poishi amcho Yisrael, ubifrat, ployni ben ployni, ki yemincha pshuta lekabul shovim. Everybody should take this, and not say it, every day, whenever you can, if we're so careful to daven for cholim, then kol shekein, the least chizuk we can take out of the Nachlas Shiva, is what he says, that kol shekein shematzeles nafshoi mimiso nitzchis, this should be a chizuk for all of us.
Actually, you can use my name.